Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Lincoln Financial Field getting ready for the home opener, Monday Night Football. We were right out front, right in front of the stadium. They still call this Head House Plaza. They call it the Pepsi Plaza. They changed it. It's right there, right in front. I did it right. See, it's right there. It's right there. A lot going on tonight. Nick Foles night. Nick Foles will be on with the pregame show at 7:20. Jason Kelce's here, obviously.
He is.
Already in the parking lots.
Jason has multiple roles today. He's actually working.
Yeah, well, I guess he's going to join Aikman and Buck in the booth.
Third quarter.
So that's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Real quick, some Eagles news. Paris Campbell officially elevated for the game tonight.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. EJ Jenkins, also your boy, also
tight end,
elevated for the game tonight.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
So we do have another team playing sports right now in Philadelphia, doing pretty good. Let's talk about them.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Let me start off by saying I was mocked relentlessly. They're the 2023 Eagles.
Nobody,
they're cooked. They're dead.
Nobody
they
mocked
stink.
You relentlessly.
There you go.
Do anything.
You get him, Jack. Get
all
him.
All they've done is beat up on good teams for the last six series with the Marlins split in there. All
you,
right?
You said they were cooked.
That was a
two
bit.
Weeks ago.
That was a bit.
It was not a bit. I saw it in your face.
I was dead.
Okay.
Inside.
All right. Just want to make sure. It's not a bit.
I'm looking across. I see beautiful CBP, and I'm starting to dream of Red October.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's going to be – Spike, you are going to hate me.
Oh, yeah. This is the worst of you.
For a month, all thirst, all the time. Yeah. Red October is almost here, baby.
Going to have to mute you in real life.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck. Bryce Harper, your boy, two home runs on Saturday.
Oh, man.
The big dog.
He's back.
How you feeling?
Well, this isn't me.
No, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
I'm glad he hit two home runs. It only took him a month.
Yeah, well, he was hurt.
Oh, now he's not hurt?
Might not be.
Okay.
He might not be. I got two movements I want to throw out there. Two movements.
Oh, yeah? What kind of movements you want to throw out there?
Well,
be careful,
well,
buddy.
Well, Bryce had two movements. Bryce had two home runs.
You
I
had two movement. Movements?
Yep.
Yeah.
Two movements I want to propose.
Yeah.
The first, can Chris Sanchez start game two at home and get Knowles in the road? Come on, man. His ERA's under two at home.
So
I think I'm on board with this.
Whoa! That's big.
It doesn't matter where Noble starts. Like, I feel the same whether he's home or on the road, but there's something about Chris Sanchez at home.
I agree.
So here's the real question. I agree. I'm with you. Chris Sanchez, game two starter. And I actually
it's
think
it's not even really anti-Nola, frankly.
No, I don't think it's anti-Nola. And I think having watched Chris Sanchez all year and where he is, actually Chris Sanchez is a really good pitcher. I think he is a can be a legit number two, actually. Truly legit.
I agree.
The question I have for you is, it doesn't feel to me like Rob Thompson is the kind of manager who will bump Nola back to three in the playoffs.
I agree.
You can ask him. I mean, not asking Rob. I mean, Rob can ask Nola.
I just think he starts Nola in game two. I really believe that. Now, they'll likely get a bye so they can set up their rotation. Mm-hmm. If they had a play in the first round, who knows? Because who knows, you know, where they are from a rotation standpoint. I just think the way that Topper is, the way that he's been go with his guys,
yeah,
as long as Aaron Nola's been here, as dependable, you know, for lack of a better word, as he's been. I just don't think he would start Chris Sanchez game two, but I agree with you that I think it would be the right thing to do.
Yeah, I agree with you as well. Like, I think Rob Thompson is going to start Nola, but, like, you do look at the numbers, 2.05 at home, 5.13 on the road. Like, it's
so there's no way Nola can view this as just team strategy versus
I think
him looking at it like he's somehow being viewed as less than. Like, come on, Knowles, you're a team guy. Like,
I don't think it's a Knowles issue. I just think it's a Rob Thompson wouldn't do it issue.
Why wouldn't he do it?
Because I think if they were in a dire position where they needed when they were in a, if they were in a position where they needed the best starter possible, that's I think he would make the decision in that situation. But lining up your rotation for a series, I just think he goes chalk. He feels like a chalk guy to me.
He's a chalksman.
He's a chalksman.
But then everybody will rip him if Nola loses game two and Sanchez loses game three.
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
It's ballsy. I mean, it's a real decision, though. Yeah. So the second movement I wanna throw out there.
I can't believe you chose movement for this.
Well, it's a movement.
Yeah,
it's, it's a show move, a show statement.
Okay.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
I want them to get the 2 seed over the 1 seed.
Oh, that's loser talk.
It's not loser talk. It's not loser
talk. Now you're
talk.
Being a loser.
No, because if you
But
get
I was told.
If you get the 2 seed.
They beat good teams. You're scared of a team.
If you get the 2 seed.
Yeah.
You get the winner of Brewers or Mets/Braves, as it sits right now. Those teams could chase down the Padres or chase down the D-backs. I would just nice, good touch.
I wish you could see what just happened wherever you are.
I just slammed all
Somebody
those.
Somebody can see it. The camera's
on. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Right on time. Right on time with Tucker.
Yeah.
Over getting the 1 seed and having to face the Padres or Diamondbacks in the second round.
Stop it. Stop it.
I would rather have the
Stop
what
it.
I believe is the easier path.
I would rather have home field against the Dodgers.
I'd give up home field for it.
That's insane.
That's silly. Why would you do that?
You can't say.
You want to start the series in L.A.?
Sure.
You have you have three
games at home.
You can't say you have the best home field advantage in sports and then willingly give up that home field advantage to get when you're facing perhaps the most talented team in baseball. You would rather have the first two games in Los Angeles?
Well, by the way, the Dodgers could easily lose before
So could the Phillies. But we're talking about the situation.
But that's why I'm choosing this path. I think this path is better for them to make it to the World Series.
It's loserville.
It's not
loserville. Be the 1 seed.
No.
Don't worry who you're playing.
No, yes. See, that's just false bravado.
Right. Oh, it's false bravado. You lost to the Diamondbacks last year when you would have chosen to play the Diamondbacks.
Okay, and they had home field advantage then, too, and they lost.
I know, but what I'm saying is...
Well, I know one team I don't want to play. That's the damn Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I know, which is why I don't want to face them in the NLDS.
Last week you said you didn't want to face the Mets.
I don't want to face almost any team, but I would...
I'm sorry, the White Sox aren't in the playoffs over here.
Listen. I know, but I would take the Brewers/Mets and Braves over Padres Diamondbacks. I just would.
All right.
We're going to get the Brewers, and then we're going down 4-2.
We're not losing a Reese.
Oh. This guy puts so much stuff out there that he'll regret one day.
One day. One day. Interesting stat for the bye week people. Or the bye. 1-5 in off day, after an off day in the second half.
In Phillies.
In games after an off day.
The Phillies are 1-5 after an off day?
Yeah. Happened again Friday night, didn't show up. There's been a lot of the random not showing up kind of games by them after an off day. So something to kind of worry about when they get one of the 1 or 2 seeds. You don't like that one, Spike?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Well, they would have an off day. Well, hold on.
They would not? Well,
yes. Even if they didn't get a 1 or 2 seed, they would certainly have a day off in between the last game of the season. And,
sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hold on.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Before you finish the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, Ike has something to tell you. And I was just looking at the time.
And everything.
Sorry.
Well, you did throw them. You knocked the glasses.
Yeah, you're trying to get rid of your glasses. We will finish up the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report in less than a minute.
Hey, guys, can you feel it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can. Bowles is in the house.
Shut up. Football season has arrived. And my friends over at Elite Acura are kicking it off right with their greatest offers of the year during the Elite Kickoff of Savings. Nope, that's the Elite Kickoff to Savings at Elite Acura. Now, they're rolling past the end zone with unbelievable savings on their all-pro lineup of over 200 new Acuras. And right now, for you special WIP listeners, they're offering some fantastic fall offers, like a new 2024 Acura ZDX. That's right, I said a ZDX. You can lease for $319 a month. You can also lease a new ZDX for just, they just gave me the same line again. That's right, you can lease it for $319 a month. Plus, they're throwing in $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer to sweeten the deal for you. Or you can lease a new Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for $429 a month. Make sure you visit them today on Route 73 North in Maple Shade during the Elite Kickoff to Savings and tell them Mike sent you. Or shop their entire inventory online anytime at EliteAcura.com. Call them 567-908-0528 for offer details.
Go ahead.
Final thing in the Jackie Baseball
Report. Yeah.
Obviously, you know, Phil's Brewers tonight. Well, that's, you know, for later. No one's going to be watching.
Well, but it is – it's a – this series, big series.
Well, Magic number is 5. Magic number is 10 for a guaranteed buy. So –
so magic number is 5 for the division.
To win the division.
The division, yeah.
And magic number is 10 to get a 1 or 2 seed.
Yes. To guarantee yourself of that. The final thing in here is that, according to Bob Nightingale, the Phillies are one of 5 teams that are going to be in on the bidding for one Juan Soto.
Oh,
boy.
They've been linked to him a lot.
Now, obviously,
come on, Spike, talk it up.
Now, obviously, I want the Phillies to win the World Series. And if the Phillies win the World Series, this whole Juan Soto stuff, it will... it will fall on deaf ears because we'll be celebrating for 6 months.
We should still get him.
But if they, here's my thing with Soto. And did he name? I didn't read the report, so I assume the teams are the Yankees, the Mets,
Dodgers,
the Phillies. The Dodgers.
I just throw the Dodgers and everything.
I would. What are the Jack? Do you have the other teams?
Hey, I don't think he laid out the other teams. I think he said one of. Well, I'll look at it.
Okay. Anyway. So here's my thing with Soto and why the Phillies should go after Juan Soto and should go after him hard. And if they have to make a hard decision about a player who is currently on the team, who is considered one of their better players, they should make that hard decision and opt for Soto over literally almost any player in baseball. I mean, Juan Soto is one of the 4 best players in baseball. Here are the 2 things that I think are most important about Soto, aside from him being an amazing player. The first thing is he's 26 years old. So when we're talking about the future of the Phillies, their core, almost every player is older than 30 years old. You know, Bryce Harper is 31 and sort of, I won't say falling apart, but physically is not what he was. And the next 5 years are probably not going to be any easier. JT Realmuto only has 1 year left on his deal, is over 30. Castellanos over 30. Schwarber over 30. So not only are you adding one of the best players in baseball, but you are saying for the next 8 years or 10 years, you have a guy who is going to be in his prime. He is a young player. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is that while this is an incredibly talented roster and a good roster right now, the age of the best players, I think, is putting them in position, specifically Bryce Harper, to where the best player on the team, it may not be bad to hedge your bet and have somebody else who is the best player on the team. And that isn't to say that you can't have 2 great players. What I'm saying is that if you want a player who is considered just one of the best players in baseball to lead the team, mm-hmm. I don't think if Bryce falls off physically and maybe becomes a 125-game-a-year player, which I think you should do, and it becomes a lot easier if you have a guy like Soto on the team to lean on, mm-hmm. I don't think Trey Turner is that player, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, this is going to be an expensive contract, but it will be one of those contracts that I think is worth every penny, and probably in 3 years looks like an underpay. And if they want to be considered one of the big boys in baseball, going up against the Yankees, going up against the Dodgers, going up against the Mets for a player like this is important. I don't think they should do it just as a, you know, to show that they did it. I think they should seriously consider. They're going to have to be the top bidder. He's not coming here unless you pay him more than everybody else does.
Well, Kevin Long does help, I'll say that. Kevin Long's the hitting coach. They have really close during the time in Washington. He flew out to see him in the playoffs a couple of years ago.
Wasn't he teammates with Trey?
Well, he's teammates with Trey. Not with Bryce.
Not with Bryce.
Yeah, but in Washington.
But Bryce also kind of took – they were together out of the Waste Management Open a couple of years ago.
Like, yeah.
Seems pretty close to those guys. By the way, Spike, real quick, the teams.
Yep.
Yankees, Mets, Blue Jays, Giants, Phillies.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about the Blue Jays. And
they offered a really high contract to Shohei last year.
I know, but
yeah, nobody's going to Toronto.
Well, it's a money problem.
Yeah,
from a tax problem, yeah. And a like there's that yeah. issue. I just would be shocked.
Yeah,
if you went
I'm
to
with
Canada.
You. Yeah, nobody goes to Toronto.
And honestly, the Phillies have an advantage over California in that way too, from the Giants, just because of how much money you're getting after like state tax
state
in
tax.
California is huge. So I think it's us
and the Yankees.
I think the Mets. I
or
think
in the Mets. Yes, the Mets. Yep.
You know, but you're gonna have to blow him away from a contract standpoint to get him away from the Yankees, I believe. So I think they really should. I think they should. This should be a serious thing for the Phillies.
Yeah, they'll be in on it. Then he has to choose us.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but make the decision hard on him. Yeah. You know, I think.
Well, where would you go? How high would you go?
Well, it's not my money. So
no, I'm just saying, how high would you? $700 million? Like, sure. I don't know. Didn't he turn down 500?
Might have been a lot of deferred money. I don't think it was like guaranteed.
Well, deferred is still guaranteed.
It's still guaranteed, but it wasn't like all up front.
Yeah.
I don't think, let's put it this way, from the deferred standpoint, I don't think you're getting a break like the Dodgers got with Ohtani. I don't think you can play those games. But at 26 years old, he's going to want 12 or 13 years, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And he's going to want $50 to $60 million a year. And and by the way, not one whisper out of New York about that guy being selfish, about being a bad teammate, none of that stuff. He's showy, but that's what we want. We want stars here, right?
Yeah. I mean,
that guy is a superstar.
Yeah.
I just, as great as this team is, and it's a great team, signing Bryce Harper was a big boy move. Signing Trey Turner is a big boy move. Signing Juan Soto is a big boy move.
Would Bryce be on board with that?
Yes.
Oh,
I think so.
God, he better.
He would be.
All right.
He would be.
Do you think he would be if
without getting his extension, huh?
That would be disappointing if it turns into an extension conversation.
I'm just saying. He has to be okay with this because now you're potentially talking about a guy who's going to become
double
the face.
His salary.
Yes,
yeah.
Double his salary and better. He's a better player.
Well, all I know.
He can't become the face of the franchise while Bryce is still Bryce.
All I know is that Aaron Judge doesn't have a problem with it.
It's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Aaron Judge doesn't have a problem with it.
We're here to win championships. So,
yeah.
I agree. I'm with you.
I'm so excited.
It would be
something. Most of these guys on this team came here via Bryce and his encouragement to come.
Yep. It makes me think of that friggin' series here where we got embarrassed and our fans got punked by Yankees fans.
Oh.
I'm serious.
What have the Yankees done since?
No. They're the best record in the American League.
I'm still thinking about the size of their quads, man. You see the size of the quads.
No, here's what I'm thinking about, Jack. Jack, as you put the best fans in baseball on your back, is that one of the sells about this place is how good that place is. And it wasn't the best foot forward at the time. If what you're trying to do is romance him, if half the crowd was from the other team, that's all. You can admit that it was a bad look, Jack.
Okay, you can also admit that Yankee Stadium is a dog crap atmosphere.
It's not a dog crap atmosphere.
Of course it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Have you been there?
It's a morgue.
Have you been? No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Have you been there?
No.
Okay.
I've seen on TV.
All right. It's not a morgue.
It does not have the same feel as old Yankee Stadium. It's not some unbelievable home.
No, it doesn't. But what I'm saying is that you need every advantage you can get. And if one of the sells about Citizens Bank Park is they're the best fans in baseball, it's not a great sell to have half the park be Yankees fans. Oh. That's it. I don't think it is. And ultimately, he's going to go to wherever they pay him the most.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just, at the end of the day, I think that little advantage, if he's going to be here one time during the year, that it doesn't look great that the stadium was full of the other team's fans.
Okay.
Don't take it as a personal affront. It's not personal. I know you take it personally, mm-hmm. but it's not personal.
Okay.
Maybe everybody shouldn't have sold their tickets, Kenny from the Dirty 30. I'm glad everyone was able to make a profit
He should
weekend.
Take the Dirty 30 off his name.
Yes, he should. He wasn't even there.
We'll start treating him like the morning show does.
Yeah. Jack got mad at me.
Yeah, I felt the heat all the way over here on my neck.
I know. He won't even look at me. Won't even look at me. It's a WIP Afternoon Show. We are at Pepsi Plaza, is what they call it, here at Lincoln Financial Field. We'll take you all the way up to 6 o'clock for the Eagles pregame show. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz, coming to you from Lincoln Financial Field, the Pepsi Plaza. You can feel the energy of the game starting to take hold of the building, right?
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a breeze now for some reason that makes it feel like football to me. They're all setting up all the stuff that's out here in the plaza.
I mean, Tornado Shapiro might be right.
That it's a 50-50 shot of rain?
Yeah.
It does look like it.
You doubted him. I mean, there's a reason why he's the most accurate weather predictor in the history of the world.
The most famous and accurate weather predictor.
Yep.
Yeah. Nick Foles will be on the pregame show here with Joe and Ike and Hugh at 7:20. So that is coming up tonight as well. Looking to find out whether you are more confident or more nervous for tonight. 215-592-9494. I can tell you one guy who isn't nervous at all, I would expect. That is Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP, Rios.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
What's going on, man?
What's
going
on,
baby? Game day, baby. It's game day.
Yeah, you know what time it is. Let me tell y'all something, man. Look, everybody listening, look, I just need people to be violent, very disrespectful. Go ahead and put your loved ones to bed, and let's go hunting for some damn dinner. And, yo, Spike, my guy, I ain't going to let you go out like that. I hear you a little nervous, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Hey, yo, Buzz, hit the music. Open up the damn link and bring the threat of the vet back to the concrete jungle. Monday night football, bright lights, all eyes on us on the world stage. Snot nose, bloody clothes, anything goes. And if anyone is scared, stay home. Have your woman hold you and cover you up. Put a thermometer in your mouth and binge on Lifetime. Because it's freaking game day. And as far as I call it, it's D-Day, damn it. New day to promote violence and salivate over our own plate. And how do we marinate our own plate? By putting blood on our own grass. And you know it's time to be disrespectful. These suckers coming into our house, trying to go in our fridge, put their feet up, lay in our bed, and beat Joni? No, not in Philly. What will Rios do? Hey, y'all ask? Well, I'ma tell y'all. I'm in my home, while I lay my bed, where I'm at peace, the magazine will end empty. So, gentlemen, kiss the baby. Kiss your lady. Turn into the warrior and don't look back. It's time to decapitate these suckers. So turn into a M249 saw and watch them fall and marinate our grass. Create and elevate the fear throughout the National Football League. Have the freaking rest fearing us. Seek and destroy by any means necessary so that you have no choice but to turn your asses in to the Philadelphia Police Department tonight with nothing but smiles on your mugshots. We are not to be messed with. Every opposition is standing in our way to our ultimate goal, and that's Mission 59. And we don't discriminate. We will give every opposition the same treatment of love we provide. And y'all know what that is? The hospitality of tasting your own freaking blood. So get the look of F them all and straight business like my man Nicky Nine had at the Super Bowl. Yeah, it's his day. And make this a day he would never forget because he deserves it. And he is Philly. And when we needed him, he served nothing but disrespect on our way to taking home that damn Super Bowl trophy. So everyone, bring the violence to the league tonight. And Ike.
Yes.
Against your neck roll and knock the hell out of a freaking intern over there at WIP. Great training, you know what I mean? Yo, I am Rios. I am AKA the Sergeant Major of Philly for Hunter Park, Badlands, North Philly. I welcome the smoke and I want the smoke. So let the violence be with you. And if you need me, then put the freaking blood on the grass. Peace.
Get my neck roll!
Wow. Did he tell you to assault an intern?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just making
sure. Yes. Said, put him, yeah.
Well, you know, well, who needs interns?
Yeah.
They've earned it.
Yeah. They got to earn their keep somehow. Yeah. Stand up over here. Let me just run right into you with a forearm.
So the show's been on the air for 2.5 hours so far today.
Yes.
And so far, two callers have instructed the producer to start their music.
Tornado and
Rios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're getting good at this.
Yeah.
Well, listen, when they can produce,
very entitled.
When they can produce their own content, you appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Rios thing, the Rios game day calls are so intense.
Yes.
He starts with a request for violence. He talks about
marinate the grass.
Yeah,
yeah. Blood.
Taste your own blood.
Yeah.
And at one point, he sort of asked himself to do something and then did it.
Yeah.
He's like, "You guys asked me to," and no one asked of him.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Unbelievable.
That's when he went into third person.
Yep.
Yep.
Just an amazing caller.
Violence gets results.
Yep. An amazing.
We all know this.
Although I do say, I will say, I miss the when we would say something back to him. What is that called?
Call and response?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
That made it fun last week.
Yes,
yeah,
we did
sometimes,
have that.
Yeah, sometimes he'll give you the...
Involve us, too.
Yeah, sometimes he'll do that.
Yep.
Sometimes he won't. Don't force it.
No?
Yeah. Don't tell Rios what to do,
yeah, exactly.
Jeff. I'm doing my best not to.
Yeah. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. Yosh!
Man, you gonna make me follow my little brother like that? That boy got me ready to go home and walk around the house like a gorilla and bang my chest. I'm so hyped. Good God Almighty!
I didn't know where you were going.
Well, I got to call him. That's why he. See, I your mind, if you, I, you always somewhere else. That's why that. That's why we are. Like he is in my phone as blood on the grass. Like. Boy, I ain't even got no grass, and I want to put some blood on the daggone grass. We going to win this game tonight, man. I feel very good. Know why? Because Spike is very nervous, and that makes me feel good. Jack, it's a good fight, but I don't think Saquon going to have that night. He going to get 50 yards, and Jalen going to show everybody why they shouldn't have been talking all week. He can target more than AJ. I'm going with Dallas Goedert again. Mm-hmm. Dallas Goedert.
There you go.
Say his name right. I'm going with him. I'm going with him again. He's gonna get 88 yards. Ike, his number.
Okay.
And two touchdowns. Tom Dotson gonna get one. And I just feel
plus 320.
Is Nikki sick tonight? What's that, baby?
Nothing. Just giving out the odds.
Dotson's odds.
Two touchdowns is plus 3,300.
Yeah, I was gonna say plus 320 is not bettable odds.
It's
I don't
not
think
great
for John
it's not
Dotson.
Great odds.
Yeah.
But two touchdowns.
Well, y'all knew, I don't know how to bet. All I do is not bet straight up. Bet me $50. That's all I know how to do. I don't know parlay is none of that.
Yeah, you're very old school that way. Tonight, yeah, you're old school.
Yep.
I am. Bet $100. Catch at me when you lose. That's how I bet. I don't know nothing about parlays. One day you got to teach me, Jack. Well, I feel good. I think the defense going to go out there and excel tonight. Quinyon Mitchell picks it. I'm calling it. I hear it.
Plus 600.
I feel great, man. I just feel good about tonight. Jalen has just looked so comfortable all week. The little thing he did with Jason Kelce, everybody thinking they ain't friends no more. The interview looked very lovable. He looked pleasant. He looked comfortable. He looked loose. The daggone presser still got me hyped. The boy just make me feel like he's going to go out there and do his thing tonight. I feel like the D-Edges, they going to do a little bit of dirt tonight, too. I feel great. Rios, I'm going to go home and smuggle my wife for a minute, boy. What's that? You got me hyped. Might jump a cat so they can scratch me a thumb. All
right,
go
boys,
baby.
All right.
Wow. Did he say he's going to try to get his cat to scratch him?
Something like that.
Yep.
There's a lot going on in these calls.
Listen, it's game day.
Yeah, we're getting closer and closer.
We're saying, here's the thing. We don't normally get to talk to the fans on game day.
On game day.
No. Yeah, which is usually a Sunday.
And we've had actually two straight shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, game day, Monday night.
Now, not to ruin game day, but I did just see Howard walk by. Very dismissive of everyone.
A shocker.
Yes.
Who'd have guessed?
Look good, though.
Big game asking.
He's game ready.
Who do you think's going to look better tonight, Elliott or Howard?
Ooh.
Well, I tell you, Elliott got his work cut out for him.
Yeah, he does.
I like the Kings' little ensemble he had on. Got a haircut. Looks
he's
good.
Ready.
For what reason? I mean, listen.
It's a nationally televised
game tonight.
Yeah,
he's on TV. He's on Monday Night Football. You know he always.
Oh, Jack, it's Monday Night War.
You know
he's
he finds the camera. He finds the camera.
I think it's a dick camera.
No.
And first of all, you know, you'll see the guys come in tonight. They're not coming to the game with a sweatsuit on. And you get Monday Night Football outfits tonight.
Yeah, that's why I wore my best. A nice polo. And some shorts.
I need to see Jalen's fit to see where QB1 is at tonight.
Yeah. He wore his best. That is a free shirt you got, Jack.
No, it is.
Yeah.
But it's a good item.
It is a good one.
I know you're not a polos man.
Nah, I'll wear that one. I got that one, too. Yeah.
It is.
Well,
And I texted like this morning because I didn't want
us
to
show up with the same,
shirt on.
Yes.
there are a lot of predictions that mean a lot. Obviously, Ike's prediction means a lot, you know, what Vegas is thinking. But there is one prediction that means the most. It is our – it will come at the end of this call. But our weekly guest, Tommy from Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
No way. Yes, Mike.
Tommy Down the Shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a grace and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the Shore.
Tommy, what up?
Yeah, Mike. Yes, Mike. Yes, Jack. Baloney time, baby.
It is baloney time.
I'm good, man. Oh, what a glorious day, right? I mean, listen, this is Monday Night Football, the Birds, and it's a Nick Foles celebration. I mean, this is history in the making, ain't it?
It is. I mean, you, as somebody, as a Baloney'sman like yourself, you must be a huge Foles guy.
Of course. All of Baloney'smen, we're like the biggest subset of the Nick Foles fan base. You know what I mean? Because let me tell you something. Listen, we all love Nick Foles, right? I mean, he's beloved by millions. You know what I mean? He's not just a legend, but he's like one of the greatest human beings on planet Earth. You know what I mean? And I would like to isolate, if you guys are up for it, a few characteristics as to what I think makes this guy so special. You guys ready?
We'd love to on Nick Foles Day.
Listen, first off, toughness, right? Toughness. Nick Foles is so tough. He could have stepped into the octagon with Dolph Lundgren in Dolph Lundgren's prime. And you know what? Dolph Lundgren wouldn't have stood a chance against Nick Foles. You know what I mean?
Tommy, Dolph Lundgren was an actor that was in a boxing movie. Why would he be in the octagon?
Yeah, but I mean, he was built though, right?
He was built. He was built. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Remember he told Stallone, he said, I must break you. You know what I mean? He couldn't
break
him.
If he dies, he dies. Yeah. Yep.
Right, okay. Exactly. Well, if Nick Foles is in there, you know who would have gotten their asses kicked? It would have been Dolph Lundgren.
Okay, good point.
Next, even more importantly, we all agree Nick Foles is a wonderful human being. Such a nice guy, right?
Nick
Foles is so nice. Every time he walks into a room, a flock of doves flies in right behind him. I've seen it firsthand. You guys have seen it too, right? I mean, it happens almost every time from what I understand.
Well, I can't say that I've ever personally seen a flock of doves appear when Nick Foles walks in, but it wouldn't surprise me.
But it feels like it does.
Well, it does.
It's like
it
a
does.
Ray of sunshine. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know what I mean? And finally, Nick Foles has so much heart. I'm getting emotional here, you know what I mean? He has so much heart, so much E-M-O-T-I-O-N emotion.
Emotion.
Emotion. You guys know what I'm talking about. Every time he looks at an onion, he makes it cry. Just like I'm about to start crying right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's so much more to it, but this is just a little snapshot of why I think this guy is just so special.
Well, we all agree, and none of us are surprised that you love Nick Foles. He is a Philadelphia hero, and you are Philadelphia, Tommy,
that's right.
Even though you're from down the shore.
Absolutely. But, yeah, but if you're from down the shore, you're Philly, too. It's all kind of connected,
absolutely.
Right? It's all the same. And listen, just because, you know, I want to pay tribute to our guy here, Nick Foles. You guys remember the singer Rick Astley from the 80s? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, of course.
Rick Astley. I would like to do a little medley of two of his hits, just as a tribute to our guy Nick, if you guys are up for it, real quick.
And this beautiful. Is just, we'd love for you to sing a Nick Foles, Rick Astley combination. Go ahead, Tommy.
It's on behalf of Eagles Nation. Here we go. You guys ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
We've been together for so long. Your heart is aching, but you're too shy to say. I just want to tell Nick how I'm feeling. Gonna make him understand. Together forever, forever, Nick Foles. Together forever, Nicky Foles. And don't you know I would give heaven and earth to be forever and ever with Nick Foles.
Wow, that was quite inventive how you just took the song and put Nick Foles' name in it a few times, Tommy.
Yeah, it wasn't my most creative endeavor. It was more just heartfelt. You know what
I mean?
It
was beautiful.
It was beautiful. We all have it. We're misting up over here. We're about to cry.
I can hear you guys crying over the radio because I'm so emotional today. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because it's Nick Foles. I don't know. It's first season. I'm just really feeling so much emotion.
Now, speaking of quarterbacks, how did you think Jalen played last week?
Well, you know, like, I'm hearing a lot of criticism for Jalen. Okay, mm-hmm. And look, I'll admit, there were some decisions that were questionable. Maybe some of the criticisms are justified, but I have a theory as to why his decision making was not its absolute best. Okay, let's take a step back from this.
Okay,
this was the first game of the season, right? First game of the season. And he did play in preseason, right? He didn't play in preseason at all, did he? No.
Nope.
I don't think he did. He didn't play in preseason. Not only was the season opener, but it was in another country. It was in Brazil. You know what I mean? He had to get on a long flight, much longer than any flight he's ever going to take through the whole season. And then finally, it was on a Friday. Who ever heard of an NFL game on a Friday? Am I right?
Tommy, it just sounds like you're making excuses for him. They all had to get on a plane, and they all had to play on Friday.
That's true. But the quarterback position is the hardest position in sports.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? And so listen, here's the point I'm making. And if you're a QB, not that I really know firsthand, but I know from my love of the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep. You got to get into routine and you got to get into a rhythm. Because of all these things that undermine his routine and his rhythm, I think it threw him off. Once he settles in to his rhythm, like we all know he can do it, then he is going to, his decision making is going to get much better. What do you guys think?
Well,
I hope so.
Yeah, fingers crossed, Tommy.
I believe in it, though, T.
Yeah, I mean, where do you guys rank Jalen amongst QBs? Because I keep hearing all these different deliberations and lists. Like, where is he?
15 to 20.
No.
Yeah.
15 to 20, Jeff.
12.
I got him like 8 to 10.
15 to 10,
yeah.
Not top five?
Nah, but the ability to get to top five.
Top five, let's see. It's got to begin tonight, right? It's got to be.
Yep.
I'm a little disappointed that there's no AJ, right? But it's okay because we got so much offensive firepower on this team.
So
I'm a little disappointed you guys don't put him a little higher, though, right? Or am I just not seeing it clearly?
Well, here's the thing.
Tommy, once he cleans up these turnovers, I mean, when you go back to not just this past game, but you go back to last year, he cleans that stuff up. He's back in the top five easily. I mean, I'm looking at guys around the league yesterday. Guys are struggling a little bit, just like Jalen was.
Ike's having a normal conversation with Tommy down the shore.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Not because I understand.
Breaking it down like a
caller. I know what Ike means, though. Ike's right, because if you compare him to everybody else, it's different, but it's the same. You know what I mean?
It meant something
when I said it, although not really.
What do you think about swapping out bologna for maybe some sausage or a hot dog for Folesy tonight?
Whoa, slow down.
I can. You know what? If I understand Nick Foles loves a good hot dog or a good a spicy sausage, right?
Oh, love a good spicy sausage.
Yeah.
As a tribute to Nick, I would absolutely put away the bologna, you know, put it in the freezer. You know what I mean?
Perhaps a foot-long sausage.
Yeah, a foot-long.
Yeah. Yes.
So, spicy sausage.
Yeah. So, Tommy, you want to give us your prediction for tonight?
Yes, I would love to give my prediction.
Why is your voice cracking?
Because I told you, Jack, I'm emotional. You know what I mean?
Are you crying, Tommy?
I have been. I've been crying this whole time. You guys didn't hear? I've been crying this whole call. This whole time. Cause it's an emotional thing.
Of course.
This team stinks. This Atlanta team stinks. Kirk Cousins stinks. We're going to really hit our stride. I'm going 37-17 Hurts.
There he is.
There, he's back.
Welcome back, buddy.
He's back.
Oh, good to be back.
All right, Tommy. We will talk to you next week, buddy.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. Let's go, Burns School. I love Nick Foles. Yeah, baby.
Tommy crying,
per usual.
Because he loves Nick Foles so much.
Well, Nick Foles just tweeted out that he's driving down Broad Street, so maybe he was listening to Tommy.
Ah.
Did he happen to include a link to his merch?
Nah, I didn't see that.
Okay.
I might need to get myself a dad season hat, though.
Yeah.
Dad's a dad guy.
Oh, and you're about to be a dad again.
Yeah. Yep. I would
still a dad, just, you know.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I would love to get the Foles merch, but he doesn't sell the style of hat that I wear.
What style of hat do you wear?
Well, I just like, God,
you're such
certain,
a snob on hats.
It's not, well, I'm a hatsman.
Well, are you t-shirtsman or a hatsman?
I'm both.
That's true.
Both.
I guess you can be both.
Yeah. You don't have any kids. You get as many T-shirts and hats as you want.
As you want.
Yep. Coming up next is everyone's favorite portion of the WIP afternoon show, the top 5 of 5. Jack, what do we have to look forward to?
An all-time piece of WIP audio.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, is it a new piece of WIP audio?
Yes.
Oh, I think I know what it is. It's actually Ike. We might play it 5 times in a row. It might take the whole 5 o'clock hour.
All right.
Yeah, it's something to listen for.
Okay.
So that is coming up next on the WIP.
And Elliot.
And Elliot. Elliot joins us for the 5 p.m. hour and our predictions at 5:30. That is all up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Lincoln Financial Field at the Pepsi Plaza, taking you all the way up to Eagles pregame.